As a Christian, the Bible says that we are united in Christ Jesus. Is that correct? Do we know anything in the Bible? The Bible says you have read it once in the Bible. And the Bible says that we are united in Christ Jesus. Do you know that we are all blessed with all the blessings we need in this world? You as a person, whatever blessing you need in this world is inside of you. Do you know? Whatever blessing you need is inside of you. Do you know that all the blessing you are asking for is inside of you? Let's go to the Bible. Ephesians 1 verse 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. That's how automatically you have been blessed with all the blessings you need. So saying God bless you is actually a waste of time. When I say God bless you, I'm reminding you of the blessings of God upon your life. I'm not saying that God will not release that blessing. When God will remember that you are wonderfully and fearfully made, that's why before God made you, he has organized and programmed all that you need in order to excel inside of you. Can you see, can you imagine Samsung producing a phone? And after they produce a phone, it is called, after we are bought, they will start testing it. Before Samsung produces a phone, they will test the phone. Before any company produces a phone, they will test the phone to be sure that that phone is working. And before the phone goes to the market, it must be perfect. When God created you, God has one thing in mind. I'm raising prophets. I'm raising children of God, Emmanuel Gideon, to be a prophet. I'm raising children of God, Emmanuel Gideon, to be a prophet for this generation. To be a prophet in this family. For through him, I will be for generations. I'm creating you so that you will be for this in life. To be a billionaire, to be a rich man, in order to support the ministry. It has been programmed in your DNA. Now, watch verse 4. Ephesians 1, verse 4. Watch verse 4. I read it from my translation here. It says, and even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be the only one without fault in his eyes. Yeah, he said that. Even before he made the world, God loved us. Jesus. He said that even before God created this world, heaven and earth, God has loved us. So it's not because that Adam betrayed or Adam disobeyed. No. God already loved us even before the world was created. That means God has seen all of us. And he loved us. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will be what? Saved. So the only way you can be saved is to have faith in God. Is someone following me? So if you don't have faith in God, you can't be saved. Do all the charity work you can do in this world. Do all, you can't even do the miracle without believing. Do whatever good you can do to God. The moment you don't believe in God, in Christ, you won't be saved. The only sin that cannot be forgiven on earth, the only thing that cannot be forgiven is the sin when you deny Jesus. You refuse that he died and resurrected for you. That is the only time you make hell. You won't be forgiven. You were not perfect. He came and made you perfect. Look at what he said. He said, even before you made the world, that before God created heaven and earth. See, you must believe the Bible. The problem that we have is that we don't believe the Bible. We read the Bible, but we don't believe it. We pick only the part we want. You wake up in the morning, you are casting devil, That is, you are praying the right way, but in the wrong direction. You must look at the Bible and believe what he said. He said that all the places on the earth is inside of you already. Who said it? The Bible says. So then why are you having issues in life? Why is it that you're having financial challenges? Why is it that you're a Christian but you can't hear from God? God said that the only way you can please is through faith. That means hearing from God is through faith. When a man of God is prophesying, it is not like God is whispering in his ear, or it's not like he's created differently. No. What about fellowship? You must believe that God can speak to you, then God will speak to you. As I'm talking now, God is speaking to everyone here. Do you know that ABS is on now? Do you know that? Abi? All the exams are on now. Babalu is on, right? Now, what is the channel of Babalu? 98.7. If I turn to 99.7, will I get Babalu? Because the channel is 98.7. So in order for me to get that channel, I must tune to the right frequency. So when I tune to the right frequency, I will hear the voice of God because the Holy Spirit is always speaking. The problem is that we are too carried away by the peace of this world. We want to get the best paying job. We want to wear the best looking clothes. We want to be liked and appreciated. And yet the Bible says that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything will be added to you. So you're speaking that God is there. He said, even before the world, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us. Can you imagine? He chose you. You are not here because you are born by mistake. No child is a mistake. Let me give you an example of a child that is a mistake. That people say it's a mistake. David killed a woman's husband in order to marry the wife. Have you heard about the story? Good. Did you know it was from that same woman that Solomon came? That he was trying to say, oh, they told him, do you know that there's somebody here? He said, who is the person? Kill the person. How about someone said, kill the man and take his wife? Let's kill him. And the prophet said, you are the one that did it. And he went on his knees and started crying. And yet, through that same one, woman that in your eyes was illegally connected to David, he brought for Solomon. Who actually became the king? His men child, his men son, did not become king. But the one that he took. Praise the Lord Jesus.